Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly wrap-up of insurance news for Saturday, the 29th of March, 2025. We are here to give you the information you need to stay informed. Kicking us off this week, noteworthy news stems from a case involving the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, and Chubb Insurance. This dispute dates back to a vandalism incident in 2018, where hydrants in an apartment block were tampered with, leaving the lift's water damaged. The apartment owners sought repairs under their insurance claim, pinning the lift rope damage on the vandalism incident. Chubb, however, initially denied the claim, attributing the damage instead to poor maintenance. AFCA sided with the owners, faulting Chubb's unsubstantiated evidence and ordering them to comply with the original claim. A landmark decision in the industry, folks, one that demonstrates the importance of diligent insurance claim investigations. Switching gears to New South Wales, the state government is taking a strong stance against a deplorable practice known as claim farming. This exploitative practice preys on vulnerable individuals, pressuring them into filing compensation claims. The state is responding with the controversial Claim Farming Practices Prohibition Bill 2025, designed to tackle unsolicited inducements and outlaw the sale of claim referrals. The bill also aims to combat lawyers who have been convicted from charging fees. The message from Attorney General Michael Daly is clear. They are determined to protect those most at risk from exploitative claim farming practices. Now, in the realm of technology and innovation, the Royal Automobile Association of South Australia, better known as RAA, is gearing up for a major overhaul. RAA is integrating with Duck Creek's on-demand cloud platform to modernize their motor and home insurance systems, improving policy, billing, and claims management. This move is a part of a massive $642 million deal with Allianz Australia. It demonstrates a strong commitment to enhance customer service and an agile business model, both key driving factors in today's fast-paced digital era. Lastly, a bit of a controversy in the insurance sector. Consumer advocacy groups are calling out insurers for their pricing practices, labeling them as poverty premiums and loyalty taxes. This comes despite recommendations from a parliamentary floods inquiry and an industry code review pushing for fairer pricing. Critics argue that consumer trust and fairness need to be prioritized. Meanwhile, the Insurance Council of Australia refers to competition law restrictions as obstacles to implementing these changes. The industry is certainly faced with a complex challenge here, and we'll be watching the developments closely. And that's the wrap for this week's insurance news. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a great week ahead. Remember to stay informed and protected. Until next time, Australia.